girl. Hey. Welcome back to Bigger Than Me. I am your host, Allie Hare. Hello, friends. I am feeling inspired, but kind of like in a ragey way. So let's go with it. I want to talk to you guys tonight. Tonight, it is Friday night. And what is your girl doing? Your girl is at home skipping a company Christmas party because as much as I love some of my people there, and I do love them so very much, there's a lot of people there. And I did leave my house 5 days in a row this week, which I'm very proud of myself for. Like, I got, you know, like a different outfit, cute outfit every single day, like put effort in, at least showered, you know? But anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah, that was a little too much peopling for me. So I'm at home on a Friday night. So I thought I would get to work on this episode a little early. So Friday night thoughts. You guys, Rebel Wilson is garbage. Let me tell you why. That's why this episode is called Rebel Without a Fucking Clue. Rebel Wilson is garbage. I loved Rebel Wilson. I loved her so fucking much. And I'm pretty sure a lot of plus size girls, a lot of the fat girls, the fat girlies like me, were some of her biggest fans. Literally. Were some of her biggest fans back in the day when she first came on the scene. It was like, oh, she's not just the, you know, in the corner, the nice, you know, the nice fat girl. She's loud. She's offensive, you know? And then, yeah, she was the fat, funny friend, right? Which is a very classic trope for us, but I've been that girl. I get it. Anyway, and then it was like, oh shit, what? This girl is a love interest? This is amazing. Hell yeah. Go Rebel. We were all team Rebel. And then what happened? And then what happened, everybody? I will tell you what happened. Rebel started getting skinny, which is not the problem. Which is not the problem. I'm not going to comment on anybody's body. You do you. Do whatever you want. Doesn't fucking matter, okay? But Rebel, in her efforts to changing her body, did everything that she could to distance herself from the fat community, basically to be like, I'm not with them. I was never with them. Ever. Please don't ever loop me in with those fatties. Like, to the point that in this week's news, Rebel Wilson has come out with a new clothing line, which, may I remind you, Rebel Wilson's first clothing line came out with Torrid, and all of us fat girls gave her all of our monies, and Rebel Wilson made her original millions off of us fat girls. Well, now Rebel Wilson has come out with a line of clothing that stops at a large / extra large. And if anyone needs a recap, at Rebel's highest weight, which again, I'm not commenting on her body, I just want to let you all know that at Rebel's highest weight, she would not have been able to purchase clothes from her new clothing line, okay? So fucking frustrating. So frustrating. Again, it's just doing everything she fucking can to distance herself from the fat community as a formerly fat person to be like, I am not with those bitches. Absolutely not. Do not. And of course, she's gotten a lot of backlash for it. She turned off comments on like her post announcing this. It's like, I think it's like activewear, like, sweatpants or some shit. And she's like, oh, this is just like a teaser of it. If it's successful, then we'll roll out some bigger sizes. Like, no thanks. No thanks. You could have tested it on us, you know? And that's the thing is that like, there are still so many brands that don't give a fuck about the big girls. And there's still so many brands that are calling themselves inclusive and they stop at a size 20. They stop at a size 22. That's not inclusive. It's not inclusive. Like the median, the average size of a U.S. woman now is like a 16, 18. Average size. That is the average size. So going up 2 to 4 sizes from that is not, it's not inclusive. Oh my God. Fucking, oh God.
She's just been for several years now. She's just been on this fucking like press tour of, look at how much better my life is now that I'm skinny. Like, again, you do you. It's your body. Do what you want to do with your body. I get it. I get that society tells you that it is the worst thing in the fucking world to be fat. Hell, Taylor Swift did it in the anti-hero video. She edited it, but we all saw it, didn't we? I'm just saying. It's everybody's worst fucking nightmare to be a fat girl, isn't it? But then therein lies another problem, is that we continue to have to purchase from brands who originally shut us the fuck out and then eventually deign to say, okay, you know what? Come on in, fat girls. We'll sell you some shit. Because they realize that we have money and we want to buy shit from them. And so we wind up having to buy shit from them because there's barely any stores out there that want to sell clothes to us. So we're like, hey, if we show you that we want to give you our money and we will actually buy the things that you produce for us, would some more of you maybe make some clothes for us? So it's this like fucked up cycle of you don't want to make clothes for us, so we fucking hate you, but then you start to make clothes for us, but not all of you do. So we have to buy clothes from the ones that didn't want us there in the first place just to show the rest of you, hey, maybe take a chance on us. Oh my God. And I realize that there's still so many of you out there who are just like, well, why don't you just lose weight? Well, why don't you fuck off, Sharon? And speaking of celebrities I'd rather not give a shit about, but for some reason they keep showing up on my Instagram feed. Harry and Meghan have a new Netflix documentary coming out this month that I can only assume from the trailer is literally them complaining about their literal first world problems. Look, I understand it's pretty tough to, I guess I don't really understand, but I've heard it's pretty tough to be a woman in the monarchy unless you were, you know, Queen Elizabeth. But yeah, I'm just saying, I feel like you had to know that things were going to be kind of shitty, kind of just walking into that situation. Because, I mean, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, Queen Elizabeth was like the original colonizer. So, anyway, moving on. And let's be honest, the only documentary I really want to see from across the pond is what really happened to Diana. Because, let's be honest, she was the real queen. Now, in all seriousness, I'm sure Meghan had a terrible fucking time over there. But, yeah, the Five Will Goes West, like, escaped to Beverly Hills. Like, yeah. Sorry, that just not tugging on my heartstrings this year. Just call me Ebenezer Scrooge of your first world problems. Moving on, I would like to say that I did get into the Christmas spirit over the weekend because now it is Monday and I am coming to you from my couch. But I did get into the Christmas spirit over the weekend. I went to, there's a pop-up bar in Charlotte. It's called Miracle. That was a really tough word to get out. Miracle on Backstage Lounge, where they basically took this little like speakeasy. Is it a speakeasy? I don't know. Backstage Lounge and turned it into a pop-up, a Christmas bar. And so there's like fucking just ornaments and tinsel, and it just threw up Christmas in there. And I went with my friends, Rebecca and Maria from the Charlotte Plus group, and we had a great time. I will say that we were the only ones like really like dressed up with the Christmas vibe in there. So we looked amazing, and everyone else, you should have stepped up. There was like one dude in an ugly Christmas sweater, and everybody else was like in jeans and like just regular sweaters. Yeah, step your life up. Anyway, but we looked adorable. I will say the lighting was fantastic. So if you're in the Charlotte area and you want to get some cute Insta pics, you should go. The drinks, terrible. Absolutely terrible. But the lighting was great. They do have a really cute like backdrop wall that has like garland and tinsel and all this kind of great stuff. And there's, again, lighting on point. But yeah, the drinks were terrible. I should say I'm not a big fan of alcohol in general. I'm not a huge drinker. Mostly because I just hate the taste of alcohol. So I am one of those, regrettably, that like I want, if I'm gonna get a drink, I don't really want it to taste like alcohol. So I was thinking like, okay, like there's this like super fun holiday beverage menu here. So we're gonna get, you know, a bunch of drinks that are going to taste very sugary and nothing like alcohol. That was not the case. They were very strong. Very, very strong. There were these two shots. There was a naughty shot and a nice shot. The nice shot was supposed to taste like something along the lines of like chocolate peppermint. It tasted like something that should go in your car and not in your body. It was terrible. It was really terrible. But yeah, it was super cute. Super cute vibe. The people working there were not very jolly. But maybe they were like, this is like our third day. I think it just opened maybe on Friday or maybe on the first. I'm not sure. Just opened for the month. So they're probably already like tired of this bullshit. but yeah, it's super cute. So like I said, if you're in the Charlotte area, definitely pop by. There's a couple other things that I'm looking forward to checking out. I'm trying to kind of like lean in to the Christmas vibe this year. I think just in the general Charlotte area, I haven't really gotten like out and about too much into the Christmas stuff in Charlotte over the years. I think one year we did the lights at Daniel Stowe, which is like a botanical garden here in the area. And then I've done McCaddenville a couple times, which is a literal town, like an hour outside of Charlotte, that like the whole town just decks the fuck out for Christmas. And like every house is lit up. You drive through there and there's literally like just to get off the exit into McCaddenville is like takes like 2 hours. But it is, I mean, it's so pretty. And like you play like, you know, like Christmas music in your car. Anyway, so I've done that. But the Charlotte Plus group, we're going to one of the Christmas markets in a couple weekends. So that should be fun. So anyway, so I'm trying to get a little more into the Christmas spirit this year. So yeah, fun stuff. I totally did like a tour to Charlotte last week of food eating, which was very fun for me. Again, left my house 5 days in a row. So again, still patting myself on the back for that. But I went to a couple of my all-time favorite spots that I will always recommend. Mr. Tokyo. If you're in the Charlotte area, I realize Mr. Tokyo is like, they do have several locations. I don't think it's like a chain though. Like, I don't think it's a nationwide thing. I don't think. If it is, I don't give a shit. It is all you can eat sushi. And I realize that sounds gross, but hear me out. It's not a buffet. Because the first time I heard of it, and I don't remember where I first heard of it. I think one of Daryl's friends told him about it. I don't know. He was like, it's all you can eat sushi. I was like, fuck that. Absolutely not. That sounds disgusting. Because I thought it was like a buffet. Like, and no, absolutely not. I will not do. Like, I'm not like snooty or anything when it comes to food. Like, I will try anything once except for buffet sushi. I will not. I don't know how long that's been sitting there. No, thank you. But anyway, no, it's like you go to Mr. Tokyo for $20. You sit down, they hand you a piece of paper and it's this menu. You're like, I want this many of this roll. I want this many pieces of nigiri. Like, I want this, this, and this. You hand them the piece of paper. They bring you all the food. You eat it. And then they hand you another piece of paper to do it again. And it's insane. And I love it. I love it. I did make a rookie mistake though, which I should have known better because Mr. Tokyo is one of my favorite restaurants of all time. And I wore jeans. Who the fuck wears jeans to all you can eat sushi? So that was a rookie mistake. If you're going to Mr. Tokyo, I don't care if you're a dude or a chick, whatever. Don't wear jeans. Wear sweatpants, wear leggings, wear a dress. I don't give a shit. Don't wear jeans. Wear something. I did check out this Italian place with the Katies. two of my friends that are both called Katie. So I call them the Katies when I go out to lunch with them. We're now the ladies who lunch. One of my friends, Katie, the grammar is not grammaring right now, but has something very exciting going on that I'm going to tell you guys about very soon when I have her permission to tell you. But anyway, we were celebrating something. So we went to this place in South End in Charlotte called North Italia. Oh my fucking God. I had the most amazing, amazing pasta. It was so fucking good. Everything was good. We also had white truffle garlic bread that had ricotta on top. Oh my God, it was delicious. It was so fucking good. I had the chicken pesto pasta and oh my God, just everything was amazing. And you could tell like everything was like handmade there, super fresh. Yeah, it was really good. I love being up in Charlotte, but I also like being in Fort Mill, like so I'm not like in the heart of all the traffic of Charlotte, although Fort Mill has so much traffic too. But I'm like 20 minutes away from South End, which is like 10 minutes from Center City, so it's nice. It's nice. I do plan on doing more exploring in Charlotte. I don't know. In the near future. But anyway, yeah, I had like a bunch of stuff that
I had like rolling around in my head this week that I wanted to talk about, but I more just kind of got like excited, like popping on to talk to my friends of like cool shit. I hope that December is off to a decent start for all of you who are listening, because November was fucking brutal, man. Brutal. Ooh, yeah. November is brutal. And it's so easy for me to be like, yeah, social media is a highlight reel. And, you know, don't compare your lives to what you see on social media and what people are putting out there. And like, even when I feel like I get vulnerable on my podcast a lot, I don't get as vulnerable as like I really could. Like, I mean, I was struggling, you guys, like struggling so fucking hard. And I mean, there were stretches, like I was having a hard time truly taking care of myself, like truly taking care of myself, like physically, emotionally, like could barely get myself up off the couch. Like it was bad. It was really bad. Yeah. But I'm starting to feel good again. I'm fully attributing that to being on a new medication, which I'm okay with. I used to have a really big fucking problem with medication. It was like I needed to be, like, I needed to be the one, like, no, I'm not that one. Like, I don't need to be on medication. Like, that's not, I needed to suffer. I was talking to Gabe about this the other day, and now I'll have to have him remind me what we said about this, but, like, we were talking about how we both have been like this at different times in our lives of like, no, I don't need to be on medication. Like, I'm going to fix this on my own. No, I am completely incapable of doing that. But I used to have a really big problem just thinking about being on medication. But like, if you think about it, and I know I've had this conversation in the past. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on this podcast. I know I talked about this on a previous podcast, but you know, if you had a disorder, if you had a disease or something, you know, affecting any other part of your body, like you would be on medication for it. You would be on medication for it. So there's no difference in treating a disorder in your brain. So yeah. So once my psychiatrist put me on Prozac and was like, yeah, this is going to help your brain produce serotonin. I was like, yeah. That sounds like I should have been on that a long time ago. But yeah, let's give it a try. It's only been a couple weeks. And he said it could take up to a month to like really start feeling the effects of it. Like I'm just saying, like, I'm not naive to think that like this is all just me. Like I just like, okay, I'm all better now. You know, like I'm over like my dad died. I'm completely over that. I'm completely over, you know, being diagnosed with BPD. I'm completely over all of my body image issues. I'm completely over everything. No, I think I'm on better medication now and I'm able to see things a little bit better and not get stuck. So I'm having some better days. And that it's been a long time since I've been able to say that. I feel like we're all collectively taking a breath here. And by collectively, I do mean myself. But hopefully you can collectively take a breath with me. If you weren't rooting for your girl, I hope you are now. But I say all that to say, like, if you've ever been just at the bottom of that fucking deep, dark hole, like, hang in there. Please. Please hang in there. I didn't want to. But why am I laughing? Oh, God. I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. Whew. Please hang in there. I know that this season can be really tough. I know it can be really tough. And I know that there are good days and there are bad days. And I know that this is so fucking shitty to hear when you're in the middle of your bad days, because I fucking hated hearing it too. But sometimes it's, you know, sometimes the good days, the bad days make the good days feel really fucking good.
But I also have really shitty intrusive thoughts that I've started writing down for my therapist. And one of them that I wrote down this week is, God, I feel really fucking good right now. And I'm terrified. Because, like, all I can think in my head is like I hear like a ticking. I hear like a tick, 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 tick. Like, when's this going to end? When's it going to run out? You know? And I hope that's not the case, but it tends to. So I understand if you're not where I'm at right now, if you're on the opposite side of it, because I was literally just there 2 weeks ago. Like maybe a week and a half ago. So I was just there. So again, I'm crediting all of this to a new medication. But I am not ever going to be the one to be like, yeah, just drink some water and go outside and get some fresh air and just make yourself do the hard things, because that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You can't make yourself do the hard things when it feels like there's an elephant sitting on your chest. You can't make yourself do the hard things when it literally feels like there's a fucking like 100-pound weight tied to both of your arms and you can barely lift them to shampoo your hair. Like, I get it. I literally had to just like, I had to tell myself, you know what? You went from the couch to the kitchen to fucking microwave some pizza rolls. So you fed yourself. A win is a win. So, I get it. If you're at the bottom, just hang in there. If not for you, then for me. Even if I don't know you. If you don't have anybody else asking you to hang in there, I'm asking you to. Because I know what it feels like not to want to. Took a turn, man. This fucking took a turn. I really want everyone who listens to this, and I don't know if you do share this with other people, anyone who might listen to this in the future, to just, it's hard. I know that this time of year is hard because it does seem like everybody's just having the most wonderful time of the year, right? But everybody's, you know, everything looks beautiful with twinkly lights on it, right? So we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And that's not to minimize anybody's, you know, anybody else's experiences. And you know, there may be people that are having the most wonderful time of the year for sure. But, you know, like I said, everything looks pretty with twinkly lights on it. And yeah, there's a lot of people having a hard time this time of year. So don't think that, you know, there's anything wrong with you if you're not feeling holly jolly and you're not feeling full of Christmas spirit. It's okay. You are allowed to feel however the fuck you want to feel. It's your life. Yeah. Man. It does feel good to start to feel like a little bit like me again. But in saying that, I think I finally understand what new normal means. Because I fucking hated that term after all the COVID shit. Like, oh, new normal. Like, that's not a thing. I don't get what that is. Like, nothing is normal. I feel like I'm starting to get it now. Like, you have to create a new normal, because nothing is the same. Everything is different, and it's crazy. I'm not just talking about the pandemic, although I'm realizing through therapy and through like just talking out a lot of shit over the last month is that I didn't realize how much like the drastic change in my lifestyle from like being incredibly social before the pandemic to being incredibly isolated during the pandemic. I didn't realize how much that changed me. And then just now, you know, just recently, losing my dad just changed me again. It was a very traumatic loss for me, which I did not think it would be. I was not prepared. But yeah, I'm finding out who the new me is, but I'm finding pieces of myself that I remembered that I used to like. I'm finding pieces of myself that I fucking like don't fucking get at all. But I'm trying to, for sure. I'm not used to being vulnerable and asking for help, and I'm not used to being soft. It's very new for me. But I think that's a lot of what we don't see enough of in each other. And I think that's an incredible disservice we've all done to each other over the years, and that society has done to us over the years. It's just, you know, you gotta don't air your dirty laundry. Don't, you know, put on a brave face. Don't let them see you break. Don't let them see you cry. Like, fuck it. Why not? Why not show our true human emotions to each other? Why not let people be there for us? I'm so incredibly grateful for the people who decided to be there for me. And I hope you have those people. Like I said, if you don't, I'm rooting for you. And I hope you hang in there. I am going to keep rocking out this podcast through the holidays. I don't know. You know me. Every episode will be some sort of a rambling, and I'll probably be pissed off at somebody. So yeah, keep on coming back, and I'll probably have another celeb to bitch about. Yeah. Rebel Wilson, fuck off. The fact that Kim Kardashian has a more inclusive, the fact that Kim fucking Kardashian has a more inclusive clothing brand than you do is pathetic, Rebel Wilson. Fuck you. Oh, God. Lovely. Lovely, lovely. All right, friends. Well, you want to find me? You know where to find me. You can email me at biggerthanallie@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at BiggerThanMePod or Lights, Camera, Allie. Wherever you get your podcasts, if you would like, follow, subscribe, whatever button is there, if you would press it, I would really like it. Also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please give me 5 stars. Please rate and review wherever you are, because the more that you do, the more faces or ears I get in front of. So again, thank you guys so much for being here. And I'm a big girl. I got a big personality, but this shit is bigger than me. Bye, guys.